量。
Haribo, Haribo, take a photo of them. Someone please take a photo of these four little children. Okay. Hey, Lolly, photo. Lolly, Lolly, photo, photo. 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 Oh, okay. Radhe, 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 Radhe. All joking aside, we have now crossed through Sankari Kaur. Congratulations, everybody who made it through. Do we have everyone with us still?
Yes,
good. Okay. So first I would also like to, I was just reminded to tell you that this hill, it is not a good idea to take rocks from Varshana. All the rocks come out. Because this is Brahma Pavit, this is Lord Brahma, so it's not recommended to take a rock from the hill in a kind of a sentiment way, because you should actually worship the rock. And one time somebody told me, and it convinced me, they said, if you were a rock on the side of Varshana, would you like to be taken away from Varshana to America or Australia or Europe? And my thought was, no, it's all right. I'd rather stay in Varshana. So this one and this one, this is also a sacred hill. So best avoid to take the rocks. If you see rocks sort of on the ground in the middle of the road, they might be used for construction of the buildings. Lali, chup. They might be used for construction and then therefore not so sacred. But this is Chitsoli. It's the village of Chitra Devi, who's one of the Astasakisi eight gopi friends of Radha. There's actually a temple over this side for Radha, Krishna and Chitra Devi. Are there monkeys up there again?
There was a bee.
Oh, bees are okay. But Chitra Devi, she is one of the favorites of Radha. She knows how to make beautiful drawings. She's very artistic, and she helps with the dress of Radha, the cosmetics of Radha, and so many things like that. Radha will come across here to be with Chitra Devi. And of course, Chitra Devi is forever crossing the other way to be in Varshana with Radha. So we'll walk through this village, also a very quiet, also a very pleasant village. And I believe long ago, there was one house here amongst many. And one day the lady of the house, she was out and she had left the gates open to the courtyard of her house. And Krishna and a group of cowherd boys noticed that the gate was open and also the house door was open and also the door to where you keep all the milk products was also unlocked. And so he came in here and he started to pillage all of the milk products. And he started to steal all of the milk products. And when he started to steal them, the lady of the house came back. And she thought this was a perfect opportunity. So what she did was, she latched the door. So the door was closed. And Krishna and the boys were locked inside. And she went to get some of the other ladies to show them that she had caught Krishna in the act. And meanwhile, Krishna, realizing what had happened, he looked around very quickly because he's very expert. And he saw that there was one window up high. And so he got his friends and the different things in the room that they could climb on, and they climbed up, one by one they climbed up, and they exited the room out the window. Except for one. There was one who was a little fatty. And that was Madhu Mangal. And Madhu Mangal got himself halfway through the window, but then he was stuck. So you can imagine this little boy stuck in the window, his legs flailing backwards and forwards, and calling out for help on the other side to Krishna, who was running away. And so Madhu Mangala was up there calling for help, and all the gopis came, because she said, "I've caught the butter thief." And they opened the door, and there was his two legs flashing around, and a crying young Brahmin boy. And so the gopis laughed loudly, and they pulled his legs, and they brought him back into the room. And then they took him, and they slapped him on the face like this, backwards and forwards, one side, the other side. And then they took him outside, and they tied his seeker to a branch of the tree so he couldn't run away. And he's crying, and because Madhu Mangala's not so brave. He's talkative, but he's not so brave. And so he's calling for Krishna, "Help, help, help, help." And the ladies are slapping him and slapping him, because they're not hurting him, but they're annoying him. And eventually Krishna comes as if he was never there before. He just happened to be walking by. And he walks up to them and he says, "What are you doing? He's a Brahmin boy. Don't you understand the punishment, the curses that you'll receive from doing this to a Brahmin boy?" And the ladies became shocked, and they realized, of course, he's a Brahmin. He could curse us. So they didn't know what to do. And Krishna said, "Here, you have to feed him laddus. You feed him laddus and laddus and laddus and laddus until he forgives you for what you've just done on accident." And so they did, and they started feeding him so many laddus. And that seat, there's a seat just at the back of Chikshali when we go around to the kund that's known equally as Radha Sarovara by many and Krishna Kund. For a very long time it's been called Krishna Kund, but previously and perhaps currently it is also known as Radha Sarovara or Garbhadan Kund, Garbhava Kund. So we're going there. So we'll see that place, and I'll point out to you where Madhu Mangala got a huge feast. He was really happy, and then he blessed them all. And they all went home. Their opportunity to capture Krishna had been thwarted. So we'll walk through the village here, and then we'll go into that area at the base of the first of these four hills, which is known as Mor Kutir, and we'll hear something there. So let's go.
Okay.